Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
We're going to be covering Outlander Season 5, Episode 1, The Fiery Cross. Season 5, Episode 2, Between Two Fires. Episode 3, Free Will. And Episode 4, The Company We Keep.
And The Company We Keep is questionable, as will be noted in these episodes of Outlander. I have a feeling that we are going to be questioning why we are doing what we're doing. But in any case, we have our usual disclaimers. I wish we were more perky about this. That includes that there will be cursing. There will be spoilers for this show. We are beginning season 5, and we're praying it's not like season 5 of Downton Abbey. Or season 5 of The Crown, or whatever, any of our more awful seasons that we've covered. But this, we are also having something to drink, and it is matched to the first episode in this group, and even talks about it. So we're going from the Outlander cocktail book. There is a cocktail card called the Port Chocolate Wedding Cake. It is supposed to mimic the cake that we see in the wedding in the first episode of this season. So it contains 1.5 ounces port finished single malt scotch. We didn't have that, so I did like a port wash on the mixing glass that we had and used the single malt scotch that we have. Apricot brandy, aged rum, cream de cocoa, chocolate bitters, and you're supposed to have an orange peel. I didn't bother with the orange peel because, as you know, I don't. So it's not because I don't like garnish, particularly for old fashions and other whiskey based drinks. I think they really do add a lot, but it is also not a simple thing for me to peel and express anything. So that's kind of the way it goes. I haven't tried this yet. Have you tried it?
No. Yes. I'm kind of scared.
It's got that peated single malt scotch smell, which is always a little...
It's a bit much.
Mm.
But I don't know.
It's okay.
Okay, well, let me try it.
I had straight alcohol. Woo! Hey!
Oh my god, that burns.
It does.
Oh god.
Mm. It is straight alcohol.
Mm-mm.
So yeah, there's a lot going on here.
Okay.
Yeah, Natalie might not be sticking with this. I'm not. Well, we'll see whether I do or I don't. It looks okay, though. I mean, from a color perspective, it's interesting.
Anyway, let's go season 5, episode 1, The Fiery Cross.
The Fiery Cross. This episode is named for something that is complete horseshit in this episode. And so I don't even want to go through these things chronologically. I made next to no notes for these episodes because my personal feeling is they are garbage.
This first one's not the worst.
No, it's the best of the four is clearly the best.
Because of the first half of it.
Right, which is the wedding. We have Brianna and Roger getting married, and it's sweet, and we love that. You know we love a good wedding.
We do.
And this is a good wedding. It's sweet. There's sentimental stuff. We've got both of them being a little nervous.
Well, this also is a way to reestablish the status quo, because the cabin on Fraser's Ridge that Claire and Jamie first made, they gave to Bran and Roger, and they have moved to a different part of the land near a stream, and they are building their dream home. Essentially,
it's a big old house.
Yeah, it's a big house where Claire can have her medical practice, and everyone knows to go to her, and it's more of a hub. It's less remote.
Right, and the house is incomplete at the time of the wedding, but it's very close to done, so there's a lot.
Yeah, they're really just waiting for the porch to be done.
Yeah.
But either way, Jamie still doesn't really approve of Roger because he's not trusting. And then, so...
And Claire talks him into, yeah, like, oh, it's going to be fine. And Brianna
just seems to be doing the best.
Yeah.
And she's back on great terms with everybody. And so she really has no complaints. She's given birth to the baby already at this point. Like, obviously that happened at the end of last season.
Right.
And she's getting used to being a mom, and her and Roger are doing obviously amazing because they're about to get married.
Yeah. And they're very sweet together in
Yeah,
this.
they are
So
very
there's
sweet.
a lot of good stuff about this wedding. We get to see people dancing and partying and having fun.
Lord John Gray.
And you've got all the people there. You've got Lord John Grey there.
Marcellie and Fergus had another kid.
Yeah, they're
She's
very
pregnant
cute.
again,
Yeah.
and I feel like they forget about that because they like do it in like a montage and it's silent when she tells Fergus and he's very excited, obviously. But then for these other episodes, it's never mentioned that she's pregnant.
Yeah. So it's kind of weird.
It is bizarre.
But she's happy. We've got a whole bunch of happy stuff going on. Like she's, they're doing some sort of tongue twister game. There's a lot of
Oh, for
dancing.
the tongue twister game, that's actually really funny because John
Marcelly wins,
Quincy
by the way.
Myers, Fergus and Marcellie, they're all in like a big group of people who are drunk and trying to do tongue twisters, and they're having a lot of fun. And then they give the mantle over to Lord John Grey, Lord
Lord
John
John
Grey,
Gray.
and he's like, "Who's up for some Shakespeare?" And everyone's like, "No, boo."
You're just a Sassenach, aren't you?
No, it's
But
very funny.
it is very funny.
But there's some moments with Governor Tryon's there, and so he's putting pressure on Jamie to find Murtaugh, who couldn't be there, obviously, at the wedding
Yeah,
for this
but he
reason.
actually is there because he's in a cabin and he's hooking up with Jocasta.
Also true. But there that we'll leave that for the having sex montage.
There is a having sex
But
montage. Spoiler.
spoiler alert. However, there is a moment with Lord John Grey and Jamie where Lord John Grey, he tells Jamie that
Effort going into this is really pathetic. I'm sorry.
he tells Jamie that Jimmy from Downton Abbey, aka Stephen Bonnet, he escaped the prison and
And
he's alive. And
he's been.
Brianna, of course, overhears
Well,
this.
he not only is he alive, he's in the area. Like he's been spotted. And so he's telling Jamie about it, and Jamie's like, "Well, it's a good thing Brianna doesn't." I was like, "You fucking idiot." Yes, he's learned nothing. He is a
This is
dumbass.
brought up later by us, but it's just it put a pin in that because the show does. Either way, Brianna hears about this. She starts freaking the fuck out in her mentally. She's not going to actually like tell anybody about this because
Which again, that's kind of dumb.
she's going in full shutdown mode because I think she's concerned, much like she was when she was initially keeping the secret of who raped her, is that they're going to go after him and it's going to end really messily and it's not going to end well. And if she tells Roger, Roger's going to want revenge. He's not a very violent person, but I think he'd be driven to violence.
Well, I kind of disagree. I think like if you talk to them about this is why I'm freaking out. I don't want you to do anything, in a calm, rational kind of way. They're much less likely to do something and much more likely to defer to you because you know and they know you know. So they're not going to like take matters into their own
See,
hands.
that's the healthy version. What I'm talking about is what Brianna would probably act is actually doing. I'm not talking about like I'm talking about like what her thought process probably is. I'm not like that is the correct answer of let's all communicate about what we know and what we are expecting to be the outcome of this situation because nothing's happened for however many months it's been, like 3 months. And so she's just kind of like, well, all right. Well, there's no, I'm just a sitting duck. Like, I don't know. Obviously, he knows who my parents are. He knows
Right, which is
technically.
why you should tell people.
Well, she
Like, they're
knows.
he's gonna come to you, so let's do
There are
something.
10,000 acres of land, and he would have to find her on those 10,000 acres. So it would take a while if he was trying to find her and the baby. But,
It wouldn't take that long. There aren't that many
Mom,
buildings.
I'm trying.
I know, like, but here's my thing, and it does not actually detract from Brianna in this episode to me, unlike any other time we see that shadowy, oh, Brianna's overreacting to stuff thing. Because I
No,
think it's a legitimate
I think it's
reaction.
legit.
Yeah. But I
I think it's
wouldn't.
probably some of the best parts of these episodes because it makes a lot of logical sense.
Right. That she's freaking out. I get it. So,
Anyway, to the
let
sex
see
montage,
the
we
sex
go.
montage. There's like. Everybody seems to be, we know we're going to see some Brianna and Roger sex because it's first married night, blah, blah, blah. That sounds great. But the first sex we see is Jamie and Claire, which is a little like,
And they're taking care of the baby, and
it kind of overshadows things, which is weird. So we
they would
see,
love, they do love to overshadow them.
they do. So we have Jamie and Claire, we have Roger and Brianna, and we have
Their cast
Jocasta and
members
Murtaugh,
are.
which is like, okay. But there's all I could think about, and I mentioned this at the time, is that series in, oh God, not The Big Sleep. Oh shit.
Oh, the big show.
The Big Chill, where one of the characters is like,
Is there a Jeff Goldblum
it's Jeff
character? Because
Goldblum's
he
character.
doesn't get
Because
any.
he doesn't get any. He's like, dude, I smell sex in the air. I feel like there's sex going on. It's like, yeah,
You're
there's sex going on.
correct.
There's sex going on. And of course, in all of this, Lord John Grey is sitting by the fire by himself.
Oh, it's so sad.
Aw,
It's very, very,
heartbreaking.
very sad.
No, it's not. No, it's okay.
It is sad.
He doesn't need to be having sex with anyone in the Fraser family,
Not in the
Natalie.
Fraser family, but like he could have brought it's like that
The
guy that
judge.
he, yeah, the judge
Yeah,
who he
but
was
people
hooking up
would
with.
see. I mean, there are a whole bunch of people there from all over the place, including Governor
Ten thousand
Crane.
acres, Mom. They couldn't have found like a tree. Like, are you kidding? Of course they could have. Anyway, so yeah, that happens, and that's all great. Oh, this is also all to LOVE, the song, and
Which is
because
Raj.
oh my God, let's talk about the
Oh
fact that
my God.
Roger's now, his character now is no longer historian, but balladeer. And
He's a minstrel.
he's a
A
minstrel
wandering
now.
minstrel. I'm the king of... Oh,
And
sorry.
what the fuck was that?
That was from, oh God. The Pirates of Penzance?
I have never listened to all of Pirates of Penzance. I know some of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he has become okay. He played a guitar once and sang once at a Scottish festival, and now that's all he knows how to do.
Well, so what I think was really frustrating to me is not that he's not a great singer,
Yeah,
and
he sounds great.
he is, and what I'm bothered by, and it's kind of sweet how he does it in this episode, I
Oh,
think,
it's adorable. But
because
it's also equivalent to, hey, babe, I wrote this song for you. Let me play it on our guitar as foreplay for sex. Like,
seriously,
Jesus
the
Christ,
other
man.
thing going through my head was the part in Animal House where the guy's
Yes,
singing
I
those
gave
strophes.
my
Love a
love to
sherry
Jerry.
that had
You
no
know what? I what
stone.
I was thinking, actually, and I thought of this after we had watched all of the episodes. But it's equivalent to how I feel about, well, not exactly a one-to-one comparison, but it's similar to how I feel in season four of The Crown when Helena Bonham Carter sings whenever she has an episode. And I, like, no hate on Helena Bonham Carter. She's an absolute icon and legend. However, it's like, why is she singing? Like, she doesn't need to be singing. I don't understand why she's singing. They're just doing it because it's Helena Bonham Carter. And now that this actor has proven that he can sing, they're just having him do it literally every single one of these four episodes. And I'm sure going forward, it's more.
In some episodes, he sings more.
Multiple
Yeah.
times.
So, and again, it's not an issue of his talent. And it's.
It's an issue of wasting my fucking time.
Yes, exactly. And so, well,
Because it
and.
served a purpose the first time. It was
Right.
a way
So,
to like sway Brianna to his side.
well, and
Whatever.
in this context, like she'd actually been saying something to Claire. I was like, oh, I'd love to have some 60s music, whatever. So the song he is singing is a 60s, 70s song. And it brings the fact that they're bonded both here and then together. And I love that, and it's kind of like sweet, but at the same time, on your first night, is that something you do is whip out a guitar? I mean, I don't
That's not the thing you whip out, mother. But
but there are other things you whip out in those circumstances, my opinion.
I don't know. I think he noticed Brianna's
Down. She
off
was a little off a little bit.
because of the. Well, to be fair, she was reminded of a rape,
Yeah.
and then he's like, "All right, have sex with your loving husband. He will be gentler. However, it's still sex, and so you've just reminded of very traumatic sex." And also, I neglected to mention when she is overhearing this. We see angles of the rape that we never saw before. We see like him actually like in her. And it's like, oh shit. I
This
didn't know
shit
they filmed
happened.
that shit. Because all I remember seeing was like the reactions from outside. So seeing it is like not that it's any less impactful to do it the way they did do it. However, seeing it is a completely different experience. Seeing the aftermath of it is one thing, but seeing it happen, crazy.
Well, and that is what the flashbacks do. So I feel like that is it works in this context
It
because
does.
it had been withheld. So that's, it's not just recycled footage, which kind of
Yeah, I would have been
whatever.
annoyed if it was just recycled footage.
So one of the other things that happens like the next morning, there's a lot of Jocasta stuff in here. So Jocasta and Murtaugh are talking about, hey, she's gotten a proposal from someone else, and he's like, oh yeah, well, fine. She also wants to talk to Roger, and she had mentioned this before. So she tells Roger that she's going to leave all, she had been going to leave everything to Brianna, but basically she's saying she doesn't trust Brianna or him, and she especially doesn't trust Roger to stay with Brianna. So he's going to give everything to their son, and bypass that generation entirely. And he's like, none of us wants your fucking money. I don't, he might even
Shove it up
say,
your ass.
shove it up your ass. And
This is
after he
like,
leaves,
you've passed the
she doesn't
test.
say it to him though.
No,
She
of course
says it
not.
to Ulysses,
So
and
because
it's
she's.
like straight up Colm bullshit. If for those who remember Colm McKenzie from earlier seasons of Outlander, he is a conniving son of a bitch, and she's a conniving son of a bitch too.
Comes through the Mackenzies, I suppose.
Yeah.
And so is Dougal, to be fair. Anyway,
I thought they're all the same, the offspring of the same bitch. See
True.
what I
That's
did there? There you go.
yeah. Also, in this episode, we meet a kid named Josiah who's a hunter, and Jamie's like, "You should settle on the ridge," and he's like, "I don't know." Anyway, that's he becomes quasi important later. I did not remember this character existing.
I didn't either, and honestly, it
It
doesn't.
doesn't mean much to me.
It doesn't.
Anyway, so yeah, she is talking about the baby. Jocasta mentions the baby maybe not being his. That's very brave of you to stick with it. And he's just like, that baby's fucking mine.
And so
And she's,
that's what he does. Like
yeah.
when he leaves her, he goes back and he basically does like a little blood oath thing with the baby,
The
and
baby's name is Jeremiah.
the baby's name is Jeremiah. And he cuts. Roger cuts his finger and puts a kind of like a blood cross on it and calls it blood of my blood, which is good. There, but the end of this episode, so like this is the weird ass writing, pacing, directing, whatever that's going on. Like this whole episode is just so scattered. We end with Jamie has put on his kilt, and magically built a Celtic
Celtic
cross
cross.
out of sticks that he sets fire to basically call everyone around and rally them and make them take an oath to him so that he can have them support him if there's a war that comes later, basically. And he wants to show this off in front of the British so that they'll think, oh, Jamie is powerful. And it makes no sense in the context of this episode. And they never explain like why we're doing it now. It's kind of it's just fucked up. But this is emblematic of the shit that goes on this season. There's a bunch of scattered, poorly, very loosely pulled together vignettes, and this is a vignette. It doesn't go come on. I mean, like Jamie looks pretty cool, like in his kilt in front of a fire. Okay, but he's clearly very reluctant about Roger. Like Roger doesn't know like how he's supposed to act with the oath taking. Like how the fuck would he?
Yeah,
Like
no, literally, how is he supposed to know this?
right. I mean, he might have read some stuff like, oh, people take oaths, but he doesn't really understand what the words are, what that actually means. This like I'm gonna defend you with my body kind of thing. It Those kinds of stakes and how they are represented in this time make no sense to him. And honestly, they aren't even how things are in America anyway during this time, as far as we can tell from what's being shown here. It's just a very like Highlands of Scotland kind of mindset. And he's unfamiliar with it, and he's reluctant. Like he's not reluctant to take the oath, but he's just unclear on like, what am I doing? Is this, I'm losing my free will for this? What the fuck?
Yeah, no, literally. It's just like, all right, say these words and you're the captain now. Congratulations.
And he's
I
like,
don't
I
know.
don't know how to be a captain. What are
He
you talking
literally can't even shoot a goddamn gun.
about? Yeah,
And
he's
like,
never
he
done
doesn't.
anything. It's really sad.
He's a historian, mother. When would he have done this?
I'm
It's
not
like,
upset about it. I just am like, oh, you poor thing. And
yeah.
then randomly after this, Murtaugh and Jamie meet up in the woods, and Jamie releases Murtaugh from the oath that Murtaugh made to Ellen, his mother, to Jamie's mother,
Before she
and
died.
before she died, like, you don't have to take care of me, you know, we don't have to like take look out for each other. And Jamie cries, and that's the end.
And that's the end of the episode. Please don't whisper, Mom. I can't hear
I'm
you.
sorry. I'm
Like,
sorry. And that's the end of the episode. And it's like, what in the fuck is happening in this episode? I'm sorry. Let's just go straight to best parts, worst parts, because I just can't with this.
Brianna and Roger, cute. Jamie and Claire, cute. Murtaugh, very sweet in the flashback with him and young Jamie.
Oh,
That
I forgot about that.
it starts the episode. It's the oath. Lord John Grey, because he's a real one, because he actually communicates that what he knows. He
He
finds
just wants
out
to be
about,
alone with Jamie.
no,
No.
Mom. He finds out that the person who his ex-fiance was raped by this guy, and he finds out that he's still alive, and he immediately tells Jamie about it. And I mean, should he have probably told Brianna first? Yes, but at least he told somebody instead of Jamie's solution, which is to tell absolutely no one and just deal with it. And Marcy and Fergus, I like them, they're cute. What about you?
So my best parts were the wedding, and that includes Marceline and Fergus. I just think like the whole wedding sequence is really good. I kind of liked the sex, but it's a question mark for me. Roger with the blood of my blood stuff with the baby, I think is great, and him blessing out Jocasta, definitely the right thing to do. I like those elements of what we see from Roger in this. What were your worst parts?
Jimmy being alive. Governor Tryon, very annoying and pacing.
Yeah, I didn't write down pacing, but it is clearly a problem. And the thing about it is, like, this is the best of these four episodes. You are warned as a listener, things are not going to get better. So yeah, Jimmy being alive, Governor Tryon, who is a complete dick and an asshole, and I don't like him. But we haven't liked him all along. It's going to get worse.
Well, I mean, he essentially tells Jamie, it's like, gather the militia, you're going to find Murtaugh, which is essentially what he was told last season.
Well,
But
right, but what he's saying is, like, you've been sending me reports that don't mean anything, and I know that, so I'm testing you. You need to fucking do this.
yeah, I
You
we're
made
I'm
an
gonna
oath
give
at
you I'm gonna give you a
Gageland.
guy to like look after you, Lieutenant Knox. He's gonna make sure that you actually are staying on task and not just spouting bullshit.
So, yeah, he knows he's being watched, and you know, all of that. So, what grade did you give this?
C plus.
Ooh, I gave it a C minus.
I gave it a C plus only because of the wedding.
I gave it a C minus, and
Because that at
my
least was
grading
cute.
is going down from here, by the way.
Okay. I think the wedding was really cute. I liked like the side characters we get to see at the wedding and what they're up to, and that a world exists beyond these characters in a way. I like that idea. But yeah, I mean, I just liked seeing people happy. Was
Yeah, I do
bliss.
too. I do too. But again, this wasn't a well-constructed episode,
We've discussed that.
and so
All
that's why it's not getting anything higher for me.
right, season 5, episode 2, Between Two Fires. There's a riot led by Murtaugh and his men where they tar and feathered people, which does not sit well with the Redcoats. Surprise! And so Jamie and his militiamen go into town and they find out about this and they're like, oh no. And they caught like three of the guys, and obviously Jamie knows them, and they're like, what is he going to do about it? And then Knox freaks the fuck out and stabs one of them
And
for,
kills him.
yeah.
And one of, and I think this was one of the red shirt guys that came over with Jamie, and so Jamie's like mentally freaking out but can't show it. And so yeah, there's a whole bunch of shit that I honestly didn't write that much down about it. And I can, as these episodes progressed, I wrote less and less down because it,
Well, there are two coinciding story. Okay, there are two coinciding storylines. This is Jamie's with the whole thing with Knox killing the guy, and then he helps release the others. And they're just like, I don't know if we can trust you because you let that guy kill our guy, and kind of backed him up in a way by not telling anybody about it. And he's just like, no, I'm still on technically on your side. Tell warn Murtaugh, not the militia, all that stuff. And so they do, and whatever. I don't give a shit.
Murtaugh's got kind of an army, whatever. He has a big camp. But
I
there's
don't
a lot of
care.
stupid. And I don't
Anyway,
either.
so back in the ridge, Claire is some guy's brought in. He's taken mercury pills to deal with his appendicitis, and so of course that doesn't end well. He dies. Very sad. Whatever. She.
Roger, I'm sorry.
Oh no,
Did
go
you
ahead.
skip the Roger and Brianna thing?
I was going to, but you go ahead.
Roger sees Brianna's sketches, which include a whole bunch
Oh,
of Jimmy.
that's later. That's
Yeah,
later.
but there's nothing that happens to
No,
the cancer.
but yes, there is, because Claire performs an autopsy on the
Why
body, and Brianna's like, if people
the
fucking,
f yeah, well, you're defiling a dead
if
body, which
people
is a
find out about that, then
they're gonna lose their minds.
yeah, exactly. And
They're gonna be in
also,
trouble.
like, it's a mess. And they don't bury the body. Like, they bury a coffin with rocks in it. And it's just like, how is, are you gonna, what's your plan after this? After, usually after an autopsy, you still bury the body.
Well, right. So, Brianna is right to point this out to her. Claire is being bullheaded, as Claire can be. Like she just like gets this.
She's like, for the
I'm
sake
your
of science.
doctor, Like I'm this is for science, that kind of thing. And like she refuses to acknowledge the time in which she lives. And she's like, I.
You'd think Brianna would be doing it.
Well, right, but she also is kind of like, well, I need to find out why he d died, why the mercury poisoning was so bad. Like, I want to confirm
No,
that it was
what was
appendicitis.
going on, why he needed the pills that his wife gave him?
He didn't. That's
No,
the whole
no, I
point.
know that's the point, but why he was in so much pain that she thought he needed them.
Right, but she assumed it was an appendix.
And she was
And
correct.
she was correct. So
So what was
you
the
didn't,
point?
yeah, but there was no point to this.
Either way,
And so
she
she's like,
recruits
well, but I
Marcy.
to be sure, it's like, we all fucking know. She recruits Marcy to be her second person, to be her nurse or whatever, for surgeries and for autopsies and stuff, because Marcy has a strong stomach. Yay. And Brianna clearly does not.
Yeah, Roger is not a good shot, and Brianna's like, I forgive you, it's fine.
Roger,
And
actually, the shooting part is kind of cute. They're doing that kind of thing that they do in Princess Diaries too, where, like, oh, let me show you how to hold a bow.
yeah,
And
I love Princess
here
Diaries
they
too.
get excited, and then like they get cop blocked or something, and then he goes back to the cabin to get something and sees her sketches, most of which are of Jimmy, and he's like, ooh, something's going on in her head.
Well, no fucking shit, doofus. Like, of course.
Yeah.
Obviously, he doesn't know why it's being spurred on again, but, and there's always going to be that underlying seed of doubt that maybe Jeremiah is not his.
Right, and I think that they are trying to kind of blow that up a lot more than like make it a bigger thing than
Even though
it
he's already accepted Jeremiah.
like repeatedly. So yeah, we then cut to actual Jimmy.
Ugh.
Who is like
In
very well
Wilmington.
dressed? He's got like all these fancy clothes. He meets Pippin, the suitor that,
Forbes.
who was supposed to marry Brianna. And they meet at some like stupid fight that people are betting on. And at some point, somebody challenges Jimmy, and they end up in a sword fight. And Jimmy's just like torturing the guy. He's and it
But he doesn't
his.
kill him.
He doesn't kill him, but he maims him. And like everyone can see, like he's like tries to cut his eyes out and stuff. It's really bad. And everyone can see that he's deranged. Like there are
Something wrong.
screws majorly loose with this guy. This isn't just a duel, it is just sadistic shit. And so it becomes obvious to the crowd that he's got some fucking issues. And that's the episode. This is
Well,
like,
no,
again.
he meant, and again, he briefly mentions as he's leaving, they're like, why didn't you just kill the guy? And he's just like, I need to set a good example. I'm a father now. So
Oh, I forgot that. Oh.
he's like, clearly something's worked in his brain now that he was told by Brianna that that kid was his. And
Yeah.
he's like, maybe I can like change or whatever, but
No,
not
I
like
don't think that's it.
change, but
He's
he
using
has,
it
but the
like
thing
he
is,
said, well, I'm an honest man. I'll pay you for the sex that I raped you with. You know, it's like, what?
no, that's always been there, but I think
I
that
think this
at
is
this
more
point
of a
it's
thing.
just another part of his warped personality of like, well, now that I have a child out in the universe, I have a legacy to protect, and I blah 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 blah. So I don't know. That will be
Way later.
that's later, but
Way, way, way later.
it will be
Fair
discussed.
warning, it is not in the next couple episodes. But that's the end of this episode. What were your best parts of this episode?
Marcelly, I like her.
Oh yeah, I forgot
Oh,
about
Claire
her.
also decides to try to keep the Fraser's Ridge more informed by writing under a pseudonym and doing like some tips on how on
Try
preventative
not to kill
healthcare.
people.
And I like that of just like, all right, well,
Yeah.
you're not doctor splaining it to other people from you because they won't listen to you and
Yeah.
they believe in their old wives' tale. At least this way, you're doing it anonymously and you're not doing it with condescension. You're trying to just genuinely help.
Right. Like, don't give people mercury pills.
Exactly. And this will maybe help people if they
Yeah.
choose to read it and
Follow it.
follow it.
Right. It gives them
It's their
options.
choice.
Right.
It's not you being like, yeah, I'm the doctor, you have to do this. It's like, no, this is just suggestions. Please do this.
Yeah. Oh, and then she can always cite to it. It's like, oh, did you see that thing in Doctor Whatever's pamphlet? Oh, yeah, that's really cool. You
And
know.
Roger and Brianna, because I like the whole thing with her teaching him how to shoot, but also I like Brianna trying to talk sense into Claire by being like, what the fuck are you doing?
Yeah. I like that, like her trying to teach him how to shoot. The only thing I wrote down was Murtaugh and Jamie, like they're kind of a little bit, I kind of like just the juxtaposition of them a little bit, but not much. I really, I don't know. The whole thing with Claire and the body, it just was dumb to me. What were your worst parts?
Knox for killing that guy. What the fuck?
Oh yeah, I forgot about him.
Jimmy and boring.
Yeah, the only things I wrote down, because I did it in all caps, bored. Oh my God, I was so bored. Sidelining Roger to me, I think it is such a mistake. You finally have an opportunity to really develop this relationship Brianna and Roger have, and they just keep pushing him to the side. Like, I know that some of that's generally, oh, he doesn't fit in, you know, like, but that's what they're trying to go for. But what they're succeeding in doing is, because you don't fit into this time, and oh, by the way, the entire story is about this time, we're just gonna ignore you as a character. It's like,
I definitely agree. I think that one of the things that they did that I don't really agree with is skipping directly to the wedding, because though the aftermath of
finding out you have a child, yeah, things.
having a child and recovering from the PTSD from the rape and the PTSD from being sold into slavery and
Right, yeah,
all of
stuff.
that stuff, that really,
That could have been explored. That would have been
that would
interesting.
have been
I would like to
so,
know about that.
you wouldn't you? And
Yeah.
so, like, the direct aftermath, like, those months, obviously, it's not a big time jump. It's 3 months. They easily could have just shown it. And it's like, all right, this is what happened after they moved back to Fraser's Ridge. There could be some tension because they're all living under the same roof or something, or at least close by, too close for them or whatever, instead of having them at the secluded cabin where they have space and they have a newborn baby and all that stuff. But I feel like that could have been explored way more, because like him being like, well, it's been 3 months. Why isn't, or like, it's been more than 3 months since the rape, but it's been about a year. But regardless, it's like You could have explored that way more. And also, why wouldn't Lord John Grey have known way before now that Jimmy
Right.
is alive?
I
And so,
shared that with you. And just like
yeah.
all of those things, there's so many things that could have
I
been
feel like if they
more
had just,
compelling,
yeah, I
really.
feel like if they hadn't just immediately skipped towards the wedding, it would have made a lot more sense. And I
Right.
feel like the wedding could have been more of a staple episode than just the beginning of this season, because I think it could have been a nice event episode where maybe like Murtaugh shows up and it causes a tizzy or
One of the things
something.
that I did like about this is that we didn't get the clear voiceover of weddings are like puddles. You know? So
Oh my God.
I agree. I feel like this season, and it is going to get worse. I'm just telling you, and just this very loosely strung together, like short stories, like, oh, we're going to do, like, oh, hey, let's have a scene where Jimmy does something awful to somebody else. It's like, yeah, did we need to see that? No.
I feel like
I
the
mean,
last line was impactful, but the rest of it wasn't like, I don't know. I feel like he could have j easily have just like, I don't know, stolen candy from a baby and been like, this would look great on my son's head or
yeah,
something.
whatever, just
Like
something.
anything. Like I just something to remind us that he's alive and that he is present in their could be present in their lives and a threat. But I
It
think
went on for so long. Oh
I'm
my
aware of it, Mom.
God.
I watched it too. I feel like, again, skipping the direct aftermath of it was a mistake.
I agree.
It just was.
I agree. So what grade did you give this episode?
C minus.
I gave it a D. And as you know, I don't really like D plus, so it gets a D.
Okay,
That's
sure.
kind of the way it goes. So we move on. Season
Yes.
five, episode three, Free Will. And of course, I may sneeze. Anything could happen. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Apologizing to our listeners in advance.
Great. Also, we didn't mention at the end of the last episode, but Claire is trying to recreate penicillin by making mold grow on
Yeah,
bread.
that's a big part of her character this season, Jesus.
Whatever, yeah. So her and Marsley are trying to get that all going, and she tells her what to look for, and then oh, I don't know. So Jamie returns home, and Claire is like, "I'm gonna go with you next time because now that we're gathering up the militia to like actually go and do shit, I want to be with you for one reason or another," and. So they do, but also before they leave, Fergus, because they're rounding up more militiamen, because he was told by Knox that they need more men. And so they're going to go on the road recruiting people. And so then.
Because all these people took oaths to him, so he's kind of like, well, I'm gonna call in the oath. It's like Catelyn Stark standing up at the
Kind
end.
of,
It's like,
yeah.
hey, you know my dad, you're sworn to my father. Hey,
Essentially, yeah.
yeah.
And so I keep saying, and so it doesn't matter. Anyway, Fergus take at one point, Fergus is told to write down something for an advertisement. Jesus, I did the British version.
Because the ad is basically like, hey, we need guys.
But it's written on the back of one of Claire's doctor pamphlets, which he doesn't know at the time, but he sends it in anyway. Well, actually, no, he looks and sees that something's written on the other side, but he just ignores it. But
Nuance it.
whatever, it doesn't
Okay.
matter.
It really doesn't.
It
It really does not.
it's mentioned in the next episode.
Yeah,
This is why I
but
bring it up.
just a throwaway.
So they're all leaving, and Brienne is going to take care of the rich while they're gone. That's essentially that. So Jamie.
And Roger's really hesitant. I just want to make it clear. Like, Roger's kind of
Because
like,
he found those fucking drawings and he knows that she's afraid.
well, but he's also like, I don't know how to be a captain. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
He
I
has not
really
been
shouldn't
trained
be.
at all.
No. And I feel bad for him.
I do too, but he has to go and do it. And so Jamie tells Claire about Jimmy being alive, and it's like, why did you tell her now instead of before they left Brianna alone in a house with her baby who could potentially be Bonnet's?
Right. Well, and I again, we don't know how some of these conversations between Claire and Jamie and Brianna have gone, because I don't know that she's told them that she told Bonnet that the baby was his.
No, but there's
She
still the
might.
possibility that it was
Well,
Bonnet's.
right. But if she told them, "Hey, I told Bonnet that the baby could be his," and I think she might have. I'm trying to remember how the conversation went between Brianna and Claire at Jocasta's, but when you he if he has that information, he's much
I
more
think
likely
he
to go
did
looking
tell
for
her.
Matilda. I think she did too. So, like, what I'm getting to add is that Claire, when Jamie says this, she's like, "I'm so glad we didn't tell Brianna." It's like, what in the fuck are you talking about? What in the fuck are you talking about? That makes no sense.
And also, that undoes all of your character development from last season, being honest with each other about this shit.
Yeah.
Like, the whole reason things went south last season, like in the latter half of the season, is because Jamie and Claire and Brianna weren't communicating with each other. That's the whole problem. And that's what got Roger sold into slavery and for like 4 months.
I want to like just touch on this too. Like, you're Brianna. You have overheard your ex-fiance, Lord John Grey, tell your dad that Stephen Bonnet is alive and maybe in the area. And wouldn't you just be kind of waiting for, like, Dad, what are you going to tell me? When are you going to say it to
That's an
me?
element that I haven't thought of,
And,
actually.
but, like, the whole time it's like, you just can't trust him not to, like, leave you out of the loop. Like, fuck all the way off, Jamie.
Yeah, I would be so pissed at Jamie at this
I
point.
would
And especially like when they're about to leave.
Stephen Roger like shit. Fuck off, Jamie.
And also, because yeah, that's another part of a discussion from last episode that Roger is like, yeah, your dad doesn't like me and he doesn't trust me and he doesn't respect me. And she's just like, well, I can't help you there, but that's just how things are with Jamie. You have to earn his respect one way or another, and it's only on Jamie's terms that you can do so, which is really annoying.
Well, I don't know if we mentioned this, but Roger talked about, like, I kind of would like to go back.
Oh yeah, we haven't talked about that.
And he said something to Claire. They had a conversation about it, and Claire's like, "I don't want you to go back because I think it's safer, because you could die from a disease we don't even have
And
that
then also for the
ability.
baby.
And for the baby,
And
right?"
he mentions, well, Brianna actually brings up, she's like, you want to go back? And he's just like, well, I'm not opposed to it. Like, I kind of like, what are we doing here?
And
Like,
Brianna's more like, "Well, but my family's here.
and that is the truth. And I think it would be hard for her to say goodbye. It would be harder for her than it would be for Roger.
Well, and I think Roger's thing is, I don't have any family. I've never had any family, like real family. Reverend Wakefield's a great guy, but he wasn't family. So you are my family. You and Jeremiah are my family. You're all I've got. So, wherever you are, I'm going to be, and I love you. But if we're staying for you to be with your family, it would be nice if I felt like your family gave a shit about me. And Claire
Yeah.
does, but, in a way,
No, she does.
but she is so much a part of Jamie in this timeline,
Yeah.
that they are a unit. And so, when Jamie acts like, Roger's not worthy or whatever, she kind of has to support him, and she does. Like, when Roger's not, like, acting right at the Celtic Cross thing, she's kind of like, "Well, he'll come around, he'll come around, he'll come around." Not like, "Hey, Jamie, you need to, like, actually mentor him some."
Yeah, it's an issue. And I think just in general, like Jamie's attitude towards Roger from the get-go has just been shit. And I think it's partially the protective dad thing, but it's mostly just him wanting to believe the worst in him. And it's been like that from the very beginning, from like learning about the fact that he even left her alone that night. It's like, I'm sorry, I wanted to cool off and I was gonna come back to her. I did. And even after I was forced on a like weeks long journey to Philadelphia, I came back for her and then he beat the shit out of me.
Well, right, and you, I think this is part of what is so difficult for Jamie to comprehend is that from his perspective, you never leave a woman alone because it's so unsafe. And that's how he's been with Claire, like the entire time, like protect, 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 protect. And Roger can't know how unsafe it is. I mean, obviously everyone's finding out, and he's been finding out the hard way for sure. But he's not built for, or he's not been groomed for this time period where, like, it's not safe, to allow your strong, independent woman to be a strong, independent woman. So whatever. I just wanted to bring that up because it is something that is like kind of it permeates the seasons going forward, that distance between Jamie and Roger, and it ends up being a problem from my perspective for the character development in these seasons. So
Well, and just the development of like Claire even wanting a clear line of communication with her daughter
yeah.
is just bizarre because like she's ta having all these conversations with Roger about, oh, well, you're thinking of leaving, or and she has not expressed any of this sentiment from what we've seen to Brianna about like, hey,
I think you should
maybe you should go
go.
back through this. Just I love you. I'm glad you stayed, but it just. I can't do anything about
Well,
it.
she does mention something to Brianna when Brianna comes and sees her doing this autopsy, and Brianna's like, we can't go back right now because until we know if Jeremiah can travel, we can't go back. So we don't know when that's going to be. And so we kind of have to suck it up and be here for the time being. So that's where they are. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that because it is a plot point that I think is important, and it is important to why I'm bitching so much about stuff in this series. So, getting back to what's actually happening in this episode, there is not much. It
Well,
is really fucking boring. There's
yeah.
a stupid side quest with crazy people in a house.
Yeah,
So
so
the
let's just do this the quick way.
yeah.
Josiah, who they met in the first episode of this season, what it was like the one who can catch shit or whatever.
Yeah, he's a
And
thief, but he also like catches like deer and
yeah, he's a
whatever.
hunter.
He's a hunter.
That's the word for it, not catches shit. Anyway, he essentially has a twin brother who's deaf. Bear with me,
I'm sorry,
but
I'm
they
having
are
intrusive thoughts about like someone actually catching shit.
okay. Anyway, so him and his twin deaf brother, I forget the
It
Kenzo
doesn't matter.
something, I
It
forget
doesn't
what it,
matter,
I don't,
Natalie.
I know.
They're twins.
Kenziah,
They had been endangered servants or
they still
basically
technically
slaves
are.
to some
God,
people in a house. The it's an old guy who is very abusive and
very
ruptured.
Craster from Game of Thrones.
Right. So yeah, so he beat the shit and literally beat the shit out of the deaf brother, rupturing his eardrums,
Yeah,
which caused
made
him
him
to be
deaf.
deaf. And so they kind of want to go and buy these indentured servants. They just want to buy out their contract. Jamie does. So Jamie and Claire go to do that. There is a bunch of weird, creepy shit going on in a cabinet. It feels very like horror movie.
Yeah.
But essentially, there's the wife of the guy who'd been abusive to them, is
Rather young
torturing.
as
She's
well.
Yeah, she's rather young. She's been torturing what's his face?
Beardsley.
Beardsley?
That's his last name, Mr. Beardsley.
Oh, I'm sorry. On Game of Thrones, he is
Craster.
is he Craster?
Are you
I don't
talking
think
about?
so. I thought he was from Pike. I thought he was
Wait, what? What are you talking about? The actor?
yeah.
No, I wasn't talking about the actor. I was just talking about like his equivalent in Game of Thrones
Okay,
is
sorry.
Craster.
Okay, yes. So he like it's a creepy guy who has a bunch of women and molests them, and it's terrible. So
Either way,
She's torturing him. He had a stroke, and so she's like burning his feet and shit and wants him to die and slow and horrible death.
And of course, there's like, oh, that's morally wrong. It's just like, let's
And I
backtrack
must
on
save
this.
him.
Let's save the guy, even though he's still immobile and barely existing as a human being. But no, let's save him, this abusive guy who made a kid deaf. Either way, she, of
But
course,
clearly
gets all
was torturing
morally
this woman.
upright about him. And not to say that the woman should have been torturing the guy. She probably just should have killed him. But
Or just left him to rot, you know what I mean?
exactly, literally, like what, like she wanted it to prolong his pain because, as we later find out, which I'm sorry, but like she, Claire has this discussion about like, oh, well, we need to try to help this guy. And then she randomly goes into labor. We didn't even know she was pregnant.
She's
And
not a small girl, so
anyway, she goes into labor. It was not mentioned before that she was pregnant, so we just have to have a double whammy of like, how, let's play a game. How many fucking doctor-related bullshit can Claire do in 10 minutes?
Craster's Keep.
And so they deliver the baby. The baby is clearly not his because the father was black, and they can tell that the baby is not
He's
this.
dark-skinned, and the dad and the mom, or no, not the dad, the dying
Beardsley
guy
is not.
and the mother are not.
Yes. And so she's like, ha, you old guy,
I
it's
had
not your
sex with someone
baby.
else. And
And
one of the things she points out is that he had wife after wife that he killed because they couldn't get pregnant. And she's like, aha, see, yeah,
He was
it's
gonna
you
kill
who's,
me next,
yeah, he's gonna
so
kill me next, but look, I can get pregnant, you know,
yeah,
that kind of.
she was young, had aspirations to get out of Maryland or whatever, and she actually, no, she was happy in Maryland. Either way, she has this whole sob story. And to be fair, like, he was killing the wives that it's essentially a Henry VIII kind of thing of just like, you're not giving me
Or
children.
Blackbeard, or yeah, well, that yeah, Henry VIII, I think. And wait, so there were five others, and she's the sixth one.
There you go.
Whoa. Sorry, that is way cooler than the storyline that we're seeing in this episode.
I'm giving it way more credit. Anyway, so
Thank
that
you.
happens, and they wake up the next morning, and she's abandoned the baby and this guy, and she's gone off on her own, which I'm confused about why she didn't do before.
Yeah.
I guess because she was pregnant and she wanted to like have the baby first. I don't know.
I don't know, but she leaves all the paperwork so that they can buy the indentured servants, and there's paperwork for the house so the child can inherit the house.
So there you go. And now they have a child to take care of because Jamie puts the guy out of his misery. And
Yay.
that's that.
Yeah. What were your best parts of this episode?
Marsley, wait, did we miss the thing with Brianna?
Did we? I didn't write out
Why
Donna
did I say
Brianna.
Marsley? I think I just like Marsley in general. Yeah, I guess I just like Marsley.
Yeah,
Anyway,
yeah.
the thing with Brianna's next episode. But yeah, she's cool. I like Marsley. She's cool. Kittens. There are some kittens shown at one point. I liked that. Cute baby. Very
Put
cute baby.
my best part was question mark. It's just not, this is bad. So, what were your worst parts?
Boring. I just wrote, where did the development go with these arguments about who should be told what? How much medical bullshit can we fit in 5 minutes challenge?
I put bad pacing, stupid side quests, and derivative plots. I mean, I
Like,
think
what
Brianna.
was the purpose? We don't know these indentured servants at all. And I guess that's the point of like, they're just such good people. They'll just do anything. It's like, okay, but it feels weird.
Contrived.
And also,
Yeah.
why does he have a twin brother? Like, we don't need a twin brother. Like,
Yeah,
literally the twin brother, other than being deaf, is the exact same character as Josiah. So why, like, he literally, next episode,
both good looking. I'll give
sure,
that.
but like the next episode, we find out that he has tonsillitis too. So like, what?
They're all gonna die, but Clara must save
I'm just
them.
confused about why we needed multiple of them. It's, you know what it reminded me of, and you're not gonna relate to this at all. However, it's kind of like in fan fiction when
It's
you
never
have,
twins, but it's always twins.
well, in fan fiction, when you have an original character and it's just the twin, like brother or sister of the main character, and everything that happens to the main character also happens to that character so that you can follow the plot of the show without it being from the main character's POV, essentially. So you can like write original stuff, but it's like the same exact plot line. So it's very similar to that of like, why is there a twin here? There's no purpose, and you're just like, I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Anyway,
I'm with you. I don't get it either.
it doesn't make any sense, and I don't
Right. I
get
mean, I didn't like anything about this episode. And I want to kind of piggyback on something that you said about the character development. Like Jamie and Claire, I'm not seeing any character development with them at all. And we've talked about this before. Like even in the first episode, it's like, oh, we have to emphasize the Jamie and Claire sex. It's like, they're beautiful people doing beautiful things. A lot of times we find that's great. But what's interesting to me is like, we have to like give less screen time to Brianna and Roger, whose wedding it is, so that we can have more Claire and Jamie or Murtaugh and Jocasta. It's like, I don't need this.
it was proven how little they care about Brianna and Roger when, during their vows at their wedding, they flashed back to Jamie and Claire's vows. And then them looking at each
Wait,
other,
wait.
being like, I love you for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer. It's like, we are literally
Brianna,
watching your daughter and
get married.
Roger getting married, and we are focusing on Jamie and Claire remembering that they got married. Like, they gave Marcellie and Fergus way more credit than fucking Roger and Brianna.
Yes.
They just watched from afar lovingly, gave the name perfect.
They don't
And
supersede it at all. And I think that that's really what bugs me is like, I don't know if they're trying to make it out like that Roger and Brianna are just exactly like Jamie and
they're
Claire,
not.
or like because they have the imprimatur, I guess, of Jamie and Claire in some ways, like because Jamie and Claire are like are so emotionally stimulated, but it doesn't make any fucking sense to me.
Drawing parallels between Jamie and Claire and Brianna and Roger, other than the fact that they but all love each other
And
very
they
much.
travel through time for each other.
Yeah,
That's it.
that's it. Like I that's where the parallels end, because Roger and Jamie are very different people.
Brianna and Jamie are very different people. And I think what they're trying to make it out is that Brianna and Jamie are the same person kind
They're
of thing.
not.
And they're not.
And
Like,
Brianna and Claire are not the same person. And if we were drawing parallels before of like just the basic character traits, Brianna would be the Jamie in the situation, and Roger would be
Roger's
the
the Claire.
Claire, because he's like the intellectual. She's very smart, but she is more hot-headed,
Right. Well, and
at
like
least initially.
Jamie's a rape victim. Brianna's a rape victim.
Exactly.
Brianna protects Jamie protects Claire and Brianna protects Roger, I guess.
I
I mean,
guess.
like that's the other way they're setting it up, and it's annoying as fuck. I mean, I think that is so simplistic to me. Like, we're gonna reverse the roles,
Like, we
and
don't
that's
need.
gonna be cool, and that and people want to watch that. It's like, this
I
is
don't care. I
dumb.
don't care about like the basic character traits. I want to dive into who these characters actually are, and not just like, well, this is the Claire version. It's like Roger's gonna talk to Claire and not get along with Jamie. And it's like, that's the most sitcom thing that you could have done. And I don't understand why we're following through on this thread. Like, I like the idea. I will say this. I think that Roger needed someone to teach him how to live in these times, because
Yes.
he's been basically enslaved for a majority of the time that he has been in the past, which is
Yeah.
not a great experience, so I'm
Right.
told. And
He's
that's so I'm
indentured
told.
to Jimmy.
Yeah, and so he
Jimmy's
didn't leave a boat.
like, then, like, when you get back to quote unquote civilized people, Jamie treats him like shit. Fuck all the way
I
off. I mean,
think,
I'm like, it's just bad.
and I think that Roger definitely needed someone to teach him, but obviously they're trying to be like, well, the father-in-law doesn't approve, and he, like, we've been past that. They've already had a spat where that ended in him being a fucking slave. So let's not go that route anymore. I think that Jamie needs to make it up to Roger and not the other way
Yes, I
around.
agree.
Roger doesn't need to prove shit to Jamie about how much he loves his daughter.
No.
He should know by now how much he loves Brianna and how much he cares about her. Like, we don't need to do that. That was all last season's thing.
Yeah.
That we
We should
got
be
that.
moving on from
We
that.
should
But
move
we're not.
on to that.
Fair warning, we're not.
Which is so stupid. And
It
I
is.
think that Jamie putting extra pressure on him by naming him captain for no fucking reason makes no fucking sense.
No, it makes sense in Jamie's mind because from Jamie's perspective, he's showing that he has faith in Roger, by giving him this appointment, but he doesn't do anything to assist him. And that's a, like, he's such a great guy, he's such a great leader. No, you fucking aren't. That starts at home, shithead, and he's just not doing it.
This is why
So,
Jamie was not, again, remember season one when we talked about Jamie being a favorite character?
yeah, no, he's not
He's not
great at.
always.
He was very supportive and helpful with, like, Fergus, and you teaching him that
Yeah.
this, like, he's capable.
He's
He
absolutely
chooses
capable.
not to with Roger, and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and that's going to get worse. I don't want to spend a ton of time on this, and we are spending a lot more time than I want to on this because I gave this episode a D minus.
I gave it a
I
D.
fucking hated this. I thought it was bad. It's not a full on F
There
just
were
because
kittens.
there are kittens.
I
I don't
think
know.
that the general idea, like if they had done this episode differently, like without the side quest and without, I don't know. I
Like,
think
skip to this episode altogether? Yes. I am in favor of
with,
skipping this episode altogether.
yeah, I don't fucking know. I just in general, one idea I would pitch for like a way to make this feel different is after the end of last season, Jamie has no contact with Marta. He has completely gone off the grid and whatever grid there is in the 1700s. But he has to find Marta to warn him about the dangers posed to him for one reason or another. And so he uses the militia to do that, but he does it with his own purposes or whatever. I think that would have made a lot more sense and not have the weird Murtaugh, you don't have to do the oath thing anymore, blah 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 blah. I don't need that. You can easily just have him be like, well, I need to find Murtaugh first, and the only way to do that is with the resources the militia has. So I've got to work with my enemy. I think that would have made a lot more sense and made like Murtaugh more of a like mysterious figure and like whatever. I don't know. I think that could have been more interesting. Anyway, let's move on to that has nothing to do with this episode. It just was a thought. So, season 5, episode 4, The Company We Keep.
Okay, this episode is really long and boring. I do not want to go through this chronologically. I don't give a fuck about pretty much anything that happens with Jamie and Claire and Roger, other than Jamie continues to treat Roger like shit.
That's true.
Because nothing else that happens
Let me
is
give you the smart
has
notes.
bearing on anything.
It's true. Here are the Spark Notes version.
Go really, really fast, or I'm gonna lose my shit.
Okay, great. So they go into this town. Roger's trying to recruit people. Things go south when one of the girls in the town fucked one of the people that they are in the militia with. And so that's a whole tizzy. Her father's pissed. And then, so Roger's like, well, here's some whiskey. Do whatever you want.
Like,
And.
take this guy who knocked up this
But don't
daughter.
like kill anybody else, please.
Just
And
kill this one guy.
so Jamie comes into town and he's like, you did what? You gave away our whiskey? That was a stupid call. You could have taken them. It's like, and for what? For what?
Walks up, Roger's playing guitar and singing with a
Because
person.
that again is his purpose now. Anyway, so and like 2 episodes ago he was singing Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog or whatever
The
that song
baby,
called.
yeah. Yes. Dear.
Yeah, and so Jamie's pissed off, and Claire's like, "Be easy on him. He doesn't know. He's allowed to make a mistake. He's human." And then Jamie's like, "No," and because that's all he is now. He's just no.
He's all like, this is this, and that's that.
Anyway, so
Sorry, I didn't care about any of this. I have less than a page of notes.
either
I
way,
declare it's so bad. It's so
Claire
bad.
finds a home, a new home for the baby. Great, whatever. And but Jamie's like, but you look so good with the baby, and she's just like, no,
No.
sweetie. And
No.
so we
We
have
have kids.
grandchildren, and
Yeah, move the
like.
fuck on.
Whatever the fuck we have with Marcelly and Fergus, that's grandchildren as well. So it, regardless, they are like, oh well, he seems. There's this whole drama with the fact that the guy from the militia was married when he had sex
I
with
don't
her,
care.
and it
We
doesn't
don't care. It
matter.
doesn't make any difference at
But
all.
he's like, I love her, and it's just like, we'll help you escape, and then
I
they
don't
help
care.
them him escape, and.
Don't care. But
There's also
basically,
tonsillitis, and so Claire needs to go home, and
yeah,
Roger
so
needs to go with her
yeah,
because
Claire,
Roger's fucking up.
Roger, the indentured servants, and I guess these star-crossed lovers are all going back to Gracious Ridge. That's
The
what we
star-crossed
get.
lovers aren't going back to
Oh, I thought
Fraser's
they
Ridge, I
were.
don't think.
Whatever. That is the sum total of what happens in that whole thing. It is just dumb. It is a waste of time. I don't know how much money they spent on this because there are a ton of horses. It is ridiculous. It is
Oh,
ridiculous.
you know what it reminded that comment reminds me of is when in like early season three when she's just like listening to bagpipes and I'm like, you guys had all this production to design and for what? I mean, it looks pretty, it whatever, but what the fuck is this? But also during this we find out that the advertisement that Fergus sent in also printed Claire's medical stuff. And
Don't
I,
care at
whatever.
all. But like, oh wow, that's cool. So
Anyway,
what
so
the only good thing in
it's
this
back at
episode, and
Fraser's Ridge.
it's not a good thing, it's like as
It's
most things are,
psychological
right?
because
So
Brianna, they are have just come back from town, and she finds Jeremiah has a coin in his hand. And she's just like, what's
where did
this?
that come
What
from?
happened? And the person who was with Jeremiah at the time was just like, oh, this Irish guy gave it to him and was talking about how he looks like his mom or dad. Like, I mean, and she's just like, wait, what?
Wait,
Because obviously she knows that he's alive. And so
the
she's
Jimmy,
immediately like,
referring to
holy shit,
Jimmy,
it's Jimmy.
right?
And so she starts being on going on overdrive and being like, we need to protect the baby. And
Yeah,
so
circle
she's,
wagons.
yeah, so she lets Jeremiah out of her sight for 1 second and he wanders off and she freaks the fuck out. And Marcella's like, calm down. He's right here. It's
It's
okay.
okay. So
You and I need to talk over some drinks.
Oh, yeah, Marcelly's
I
fantastic. I just
love Marcella.
love her, especially in this episode. But she is cool-headed, and she's like, "Did I ever tell you that I killed my dad?"
I
So
compartmentalize that,
yeah.
so.
So like, I had to kill my father because he was very abusive to my mom and to me and my sisters. And I kept hoping that it wasn't a thing. But she basically got him arrested, and he died in prison, which is not the same as actually killing him.
No, but it's close
But
enough to
it's
her.
close enough, and she certainly feels that way. And so while they're talking about that, Brianna kind of calms down, and that's pretty much it. Jeez, is that really all that happens in this episode?
Yes.
Wow. What were your best parts?
Marcelle. I like
Yeah,
Marcelle a
Marcelly and
lot. And
Brianna.
Brianna.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Brianna in this episode because it's like her absolute fucking nightmare
It
of
is.
like that. First of all, it's your baby. Second of all, it's also your safety as well because you never know what he would do to you if he found you again
Yeah.
and out loose in the wild, not chained up against a wall. And so him thinking, oh, well, that's my baby. I want my baby back,
Yeah,
or
it's
I want to
terrifying.
now be a part of his life somehow. No.
Yeah, no.
No. And so that's her worst fucking nightmare. And I guess I was I guess Claire, like she helps the girl because she's pregnant and suicidal. Also, yeah, she was suicidal, but she's fine now
This
that
is
she
the
has true
star-crossed lover
love.
girl.
Because
Star-crossed lover
love
girl.
conquers suicidal thoughts and tendencies and depression. That's a good
Sure.
message.
Sure. Yeah.
I guess Claire as well.
I did not include Claire. I think that whole storyline on in every facet is absurd, stupid, useless, and a waste of my time. Marcelly and Brianna, I liked. What were your worst parts?
And also, let's put into perspective, the Marcelly and Brianna thing was maybe like 5 minutes of this episode.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for us, it was still an hour.
Yeah. Every
So,
episode's an hour. So, yeah.
worst part, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Don't do that. And also, I think it's the coin that he was flipping for Roger's fate.
Yeah, I thought it might be, but
It could
he
have
does
just
it
been
at any
anything.
point.
It didn't matter,
He
but
uses whatever
it's
coins
like
he
his
gets,
calling
so.
card. Anyway, calling card, not
Huh.
Colin card. Anyway, boring testosterone bullshit with like fucking Jamie, and also with all of the people in the town just like shooting guns at people over fucking somebody. It's like, just shut the fuck up. Like, just calm the fuck
There
down.
was so much random bullshit in that whole town thing, and so I didn't write down random bullshit, but random bullshit is definitely a worst part for me. Do you have any other worst parts that you
That's
wanted
all
to
I
talk about?
wrote down, but I'm sure there's
So
more.
I also am pissed off about, like, everyone seems to be very pissed at Roger about, like, this whole thing involving the
You
guy
mean
who fucked.
peace?
Yeah, like, he's like, I'm
Jesus.
not gonna fight over, like, hey, he fucked up. Like, yeah, he fucked up, you can have it. And Jamie's really furious with him. So Jamie and Roger that have a falling out, and he's like basically banishing Roger to go back to Fraser's Ridge because, like, and Roger takes it as he thinks I'm useless. And
Yeah, that's the
he
way
says
that
as
he.
much to Claire.
Yeah.
But in the random bullshit line, they have random Scottish sword dancing,
Yeah.
and Jamie does some,
And
and Claire's all
singing
excited. It's like, what is this have? Why is this appearing in this episode? I don't understand any of why this is happening, and why I have to watch it. This builds no character. It shows me nothing. It is absurd and stupid. And honestly, just I hated everything about it. What grade did you give this episode?
D plus.
I gave it a D. I
That plus is
really
because of Brianna
no, I well, because I gave the last one a D minus, this is a D. I think that's an improvement over the last one.
It was an improvement over the last one ever so slightly
Ever
because of
so
Brianna
slightly.
and Marsley.
Exactly. And not because of anything else or anything the
The
showrunners are doing.
funny
The showrunners suck. I'm sorry that, this is like, I think what bugs me about this is there was a lot of bad in the Crown season five, right? It's season
Yeah.
five that I hate. And what made me angry about season five of The Crown was not the production value, it was poor writing.
Yeah.
And this is a poor writing problem. But they also were completely wasting Imelda Staunton. I don't feel like they are full on pissing away these actors yet. But we may get there. I'm not sure. And they aren't being written like completely contrary to their character. Like, there was stuff in how some of that was written that I felt was completely contrary to what the character that they developed for Queen Elizabeth at that point in time. This isn't that yet. But what is it's kind of worse. It's like we are so stuck in one character rut that we can't write anything else, and that's not good TV either. So, just saying, and these are fictional characters. Like, you can do whatever you want with them. You don't want them to be inconsistent. You don't want them to be like unwatchably stupid. Like, I'm suddenly going to be, I don't know, a Rocky Horror Picture that we're sitting, in Scottish times. I mean, you don't want to like go into like weird.
Carriage
Strange.
riding,
You
like Philip.
don't want to like weird crazy shit. But at the same time, we're not seeing any development or change or anything meaningful happening with this. It's aimless bullshit, and you start to wonder, like,
And even the good
why?
stuff, like the Brianna and Marsley thing, is like it's retreading ground that we've already covered of Brianna was raped and here are the after effects.
Yeah.
And which is also depressing because
Yeah.
it's like, okay, this is the best part of it right now because if the other stuff was better, I'd probably be like, well, this is just retreading old ground. But it's like honestly good. Like at least this is consistent with from last season. For
Yeah.
whatever reason, between this season from between last season and this season, something just snapped in the writer's room, and they were just like, well, Jamie and Claire need to be the focus, and they don't. Like, they weren't
Get
like.
back on track and make it about Jamie and Claire's. Like, no, you don't.
And also, like, again, there are crumbs that could work of like Roger being given some power in the militia and having to learn the ways of being in the 1770s. Fine, whatever. Brianna dealing with all that stuff makes absolute sense. Perfect. Perfection for what this is right now.
Yeah, it's not perfection. I'm just putting that out.
Perfection for what it is right now.
It's the best we've got.
Yes. And unfortunately, Marcely get doing the nurse thing.
That makes
That
sense.
makes sense.
That's
That's cool.
logical.
I like
Okay.
that. Claire wanting people to be smarter about health in the 1770s. Fine, whatever. Doing
You
all
can
the
want
stuff.
that.
Yeah, the general sentiment makes sense. Jamie just is like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, you're going after Murtaugh, like, almost in earnest at this point,
Yeah.
like, gathering the militia, all that stuff. You're not doing anything to sabotage anything. You're just doing what you're told, like, a mindless automaton. And it's like, okay, well, where's the Jamie Fraser who was always fucking smuggling shit or
Yeah.
being a traitor to the crown in some way or another? And it's just like,
Who's
what?
outsmarting people? Because he's not doing intelligent
You need
things
to
at this
let us
point.
in on whatever fucking plan you have, if you have one. Because you don't seem to have one right now, and your plan is just to go along with it and be like, well, we're gonna catch Murtaugh. It's like, what? Huh? What the
Yeah.
fuck are you talking about? But
Yeah.
I just.
It's horseshit. That's the
And they're
problem.
focusing so much on it, and I'm just like,
I
can we
really,
not?
and well, and that's the biggest problem to me is like they are focusing on the stuff that is least compelling,
Yeah.
or at least they're writing it in a very uncompelling kind of way. So we are not looking forward. Oh, wait, we are. We want you to join us. So we are. We're looking forward to maybe
We're gonna have stuff to
season
say.
5 getting better. What do you think? Maybe some of you have watched it. Maybe you know more than we do.
Well,
We
this
are.
next section has some weird shit with Roger, so we'll see how that goes.
Okay. We're going to talk about it. We hope that you join us. And cheers.
Cheers.